Welcome to Sun Life Stadium in Miami, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Florida Marlins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ricky Weeks. Batting second. The third baseman, Craig Counsell. Batting third. The left fielder, Ryan Braun. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Prince Fielder. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Hart. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carlos Gomez. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alcides Escobar. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jonathan Lucroy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Capuano. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Capuano. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chris Coughlin. Batting second. The first baseman, Gabby Sanchez. Batting third. The shortstop, Hanley Ramirez. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Jorge Cantu. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dan Ugla. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Cody Ross. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ronnie Paulino. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Brett Carroll. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Josh Johnson. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Josh Johnson. And now, play ball. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weeks strikes out. 1 out. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Counsell strikes out. 2 outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Braun strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin strikes out. 1 out. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sanchez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Sanchez reaches second base with a double. Hanley Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Sanchez moves to third. Hanley Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Counsell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cantu hits a fly ball into right field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fielder hits a line drive into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hart strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fielder moves to third. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ugla hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ross strikes out. 1 out. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Ugla moves to second. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Paulino hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Hart. Paulino reaches second base with a double. Ugla scores. It's 1-0, Marlins. Brett Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Council fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Josh Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jonathan LeCroy is at the plate with a count of 1-2. LeCroy hits a line drive into right field. Carroll settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Capuano is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Capuano strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Weeks is 0-1 in the game. Weeks hits a fly ball into right field. Carroll settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Coughlin is 0-1 in the game. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sanchez is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Sanchez hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hanley Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ramirez is 0-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Council fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Craig Council is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Council is 0-1 in the game. Council hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Braun is 0-1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive towards the mound. Johnson catches it and throws to first to double up Council. Two outs. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fielder is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Fielder is hit by the pitch. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Hart is 0-1 in the game. Hart takes first base on 4. Fielder moves to second. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gomez is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cantu is 0-1 in the game. Cantu hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Cantu reaches second base with a double. Dan Ugla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ugla is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Ugla hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Ugla reaches second base with a double. Cantu scores. It's 2-0, Marlins. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ross is 0-1 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ugla moves to third. Ronnie Paulino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Paulino is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Paulino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks misplays the ball. That's an error on Weeks. Ugla scores. Ross moves to second. It's 3-0, Marlins. Brett Carroll is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carroll is 0-for-1 in the game. Carroll strikes out. 1 out. Josh Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson bunts towards third. Council fields it and throws to first for the out. Ross moves to third. Paulino moves to second. 2 outs. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coughlin takes first base on ball 4. Cameron Lowe now pitching. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sanchez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Escobar is 0-for-1 in the game. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jonathan Lucroy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lucroy is 0-for-1 in the game. Lucroy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Escobar moves to second. 1 out. Cameron Lowe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lowe strikes out. 2 outs. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weeks is 0-for-2 in the game. Weeks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cantu is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cantu hits a ball on the ground towards third. Council fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ugla is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ugla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Counsell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Counsell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanchez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Counsell for the out. 1 out. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Braun moves to second. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hart strikes out. 2 outs. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a line drive into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Paulino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Paulino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Council fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Carroll is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carroll is 0 for 2 in the game. Carroll hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Josh Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weeks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Escobar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cantu fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jonathan LaCroix is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. LaCroix is 0 for 2 in the game. LaCroix hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Inglot pinch hits for Cameron Lowe. Joe Inglot is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Inglot hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaCroix moves to third. David Bush pinch runs for Joe Inglot. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Weeks is 0 for 3 in the game. Weeks hits a fly ball into left field. Coughlin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaCroix tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Marlins. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Counsell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Counsell takes first base on ball 4. Bush moves to second. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Zach Braddock now pitching. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coughlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coughlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Coughlin moves to second. Brian Barton pinch runs for Gabby Sanchez. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cantu is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cantu hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coughlin moves to third. Two outs. Dan Uggla is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Uggla is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Uggla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Barton now playing third base. Jorge Cantu now playing first base. Clay Hensley now pitching. Prince Fielder batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Fielder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Fielder takes first base on ball 4. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cantu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gomez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gomez strikes out. Two outs. Alcides Escobar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Escobar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Escobar hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fielder moves to second. Jonathan LeCroy is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. LeCroy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LeCroy hits a line drive into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Marlins will come to bat. Trevor Hoffman now pitching. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Paulino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Paulino strikes out. One out. Brett Carroll is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Carroll is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carroll strikes out. There goes Ross. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Mike Lamb pinch hits for Clay Hensley. Mike Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamb hits a pop-up towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Leo Nunez now pitching. Jim Edmonds pinch hits for Trevor Hoffman. Jim Edmonds is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Edmonds hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Weeks is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Weeks is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Weeks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Counsell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Counsell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weeks moves to second. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Braun is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weeks scores. Counsell moves to second. It's 3-2, Marlins. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fielder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Fielder hits a fly ball into left field. Coughlin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hart is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hart strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Florida Marlins, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Sun Life Stadium in Miami.